I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
You know, when I was a skeptic, when I was an atheist, I would look in the Bible and I would say, wait a minute. You know, go back to Mark. Mark is, most scholars will say, the first gospel that was written. And I say, you know, the most common way that Jesus refers to himself in the book of Mark is the Son of Man. And so I said, well, there you go. He's saying I'm a man. He's saying I'm just a human being. Well, what I didn't realize that this reference to Son of Man is actually a reference to Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, where the Son of Man has universal authority and everlasting dominion and receives the worship of all nations. Well, only God is worshipped. And as William Lane Craig, the great theologian and apologist, said, you know, the claim to be the Son of Man is, in effect, a claim to divinity. So, we see him making claims explicitly, implicitly. We see various ways in which he makes these references in the each of the Gospels. You can go back to Mark, where the high priest asks him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" And he says, "I am." There you go. There's the "I am" thing again. Then he says, "And you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Well, coming on the clouds of heaven is was a reference to judgment, coming to judge humankind. So he was affirming in just that one statement that he was the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One, the Son of Man, that he would one day come back to judge humankind. There's no doubt that this Son of Man reference alludes to the divine personhood of Jesus, who will, and as Daniel said, come with the clouds of heaven. And, of course, the reaction of the high priest was he tore his clothes and said, "Do we need any more witnesses? You've heard the blasphemy. What do you mean blasphemy?" Well, blasphemy is the blasphemy that he is making this divine claim. He said he's condemned and worthy of death. So there's a variety of different ways that implicitly and explicitly Jesus made this claim and clearly thought of himself in divine way. In fact, in my book, The Case for Christ, I interviewed Dr. Ben Witherington, the great scholar on the Gospels, who talks about the divine or the self-understanding that Jesus had. How did he see himself? Did he see himself as divine? And clearly he did by his actions and by his words. You look at his actions. Jesus claimed to be able to forgive sins. Well, I mean, that, how can a mere human forgive sins? Well, because he isn't a mere human. So there's the actions that he demonstrated as well as the words and deeds that he did.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.